erotica. He's very proud of that. I like it too. Anyway, let me tell you about a bit about what we're going to do now. This idea was suggested, a kind of a showcase or a press conference or a discussion about what it is that I'm trying to do, I figured that the best thing to do, if it was possible, would be just to play it, to play what I've done. I think it's quite tricky to know what to say about something which is supposed to be evident simply by virtue of listening to it. Performing it is going to be very strange in a way, because what's supposed to work on a CD or a cassette, in other words, images that you're supposed to receive just as though you were listening to music, will be somewhat reduced by the fact that you'll be seeing actors, seeing people playing. But it's really, bearing in mind that the video, that's it, you'll never see it again. and after a quick fluff of me running around the newspapers talking about, you know, my alcohol problems, my mum, you know, how hard life is, how easy it is, or whatever. I'll be forgotten for another 3 or 4 years while I'm back in the studio falling off bikes and stuff. So I really felt I had to play this piece somehow, and it's been a great challenge, and I think it's working. I've been rehearsing all this week with a bunch of musicians. And what we're actually doing is I'm doing a solo show, playing various things from solo albums. We're taking the show to America to complete the technical rehearsals of it. And this is quite critical to this performance today, because this really is a workshop in every sense of the word. Although we have been rehearsing a show, we've been rehearsing it with 9 musicians in a controlled environment. And although we haven't yet brought in projections and video or lighting, we're going to do that in America, we have actually got a big crew. And one of the things that I was hoping to do today was just to transfer the entire band that I've been working with, rehearsing at Bray, into this theatre so that you could see what we're doing there. As the time got closer, I realised that this was an impossibility, and that such a fucking hypocrite. I was going to have to do it un-fucking plugged. So,
MTV!
Yeah, I'm sorry, Eric. Yeah. Fuck MTV. Brian Diamond sent me some bicycle stabilisers this morning. on the basis that, you know, if I hadn't have fallen off my bike, he would have asked me to do Unplugged and not Eric. But I don't know whether I could have done the masterful bossa nova version of Layla. Anyway, so today I'm doing the Unplugged version. Now, we haven't rehearsed this at all. That's the absolute truth. We've run through a little bit of it while you were outside, just to get a feel of how it might fall. We've got scripts, the three of us, which I knocked up in the last couple of days, and we would have had a run through, only my awful sister-in-law chose this morning of all mornings to have a baby. So congratulations to her, she had a boy. But it meant that that I was a bit late. Wash and scrub up and stuff. And so we haven't run this through even. We don't know what's going to happen. When I was in New York, I saw a really great actor, comic, and playwright too, a man called Eric Bogosian, and he was in Workshop. And I saw his name mentioned actually by Baz in one of the tabloids, and he actually gave him a puff. This guy is brilliant if you ever get to see him. Eric Bogosian, I don't know whether he ever come to the UK, but fabulous, fabulous guy.
He's here in 2 weeks.
Is he fantastic?
He did a film called Radio, which was a cult film over here. He's the leader.
And I saw him as an actor comic doing a workshop. And one of the things that he said then was, is that anything can happen, it can go wrong. I think several things probably will go wrong. And what I'll do if things do go wrong is I'll stop try and sort out what's gone wrong and then go on, if you could bear with us. The other thing is that there are playing these songs, which are actually played in a recording studio on acoustic guitar, sometimes is not very satisfactory. Some of them work quite well on acoustic guitar, and some of them don't. Not all of them were written on acoustic guitar, but most of them seem to pass okay, and a lot of them sound fine. So the ones that sound a bit clunky, that's because I haven't actually managed to get the time to get my mouth around what it is that I'm doing. But there's another case, which is that we play tapes occasionally, which are where, in the show that we will take on the road, there will be projections, back projections and front projections, of 70s and 60s psychedelic type images brought up into the present day. And we're using the same projection company that produced all the projections for the hugely successful Tommy show on Broadway. And the projections are very much a part of the technical appearance of the show. I'm using that particular team to produce projections for me in the sections where you hear tapes. Unfortunately, what you will see is sweet bugger all. So I'll play along and we'll dim the lights a bit, and if you could just sort of, you know, take a little tap of something and stroke one another's knee. Imagine psychedelic events. And please don't applaud any of the songs until the very end. I think that's really all. I'd like to invite onto the stage now my actors. This is Jan Ravens, who plays Ruth Streeting. Carl Huff, who plays the manager, Buster Snipe. And this is John Labanowski, who plays the unbelievably derelict rock star.